Welcome back to Listen In. For KQED Arts, I'm Max Savage Levinson. Be sure to subscribe to Listen In, which my sources are telling me is now on iTunes. Recently, I met up with London-based singer and songwriter Leanne LaHavis to chat about the song Midnight, off of her Grammy-nominated album, Blood. So sit back, relax, try not to crash the Prius, as Leanne walks us through the making of Midnight, from its first chords to the final product.
If you think of Midnight as a place that is only yours, kind of a place in your mind, or a place that you go to feel happy when you're alone, that's what Midnight is in the song. Finding my independence and becoming an adult, I guess, becoming a woman. We decided to kind of make the whole song about inviting people to that place with you. My name is Leanne LaHavis, and I'm a singer-songwriter from London, and I play guitar. Just living in midnight, and if you think I'm crazy. I didn't write the actual chords, and they were written by a wonderful, wonderful man called Shay Taylor. You may know his work in the form of a song by Beyoncé. He wrote a song for her called Love on Top. And so when I heard that he wrote that song, I jumped at the opportunity to work with him. Bring the beat in. We were trying some stuff out and, you know, kind of getting to know each other in the studio. And then he played me a piece of music and he said, you know what, I think this is my favorite thing I've ever done. So I listened to it and it was just the most amazing set of chords. That night I went home and thought, the only way I'm gonna make this feel like more me is if I play the chords on the guitar, because it was all written on keyboards. So I somehow worked out that guitar part. I knew I wanted it to have harmonics in it. I loved the rhythm, but I didn't know it would end up being Midnight. Then I played it to him after and he was like, whoa, that sounds like some Jaco Pastorius kind of guitar part. Conveniently, I was on my way to Jamaica to work with a producer called Stephen McGregor, who at the time I'd only met once. When I got to the studio, this amazing beat was playing. It just made me want to dance, and all the guys around in the studio, like all his kind of friends and stuff, they were loving the beat and we were all dancing to it. I said, oh, I might have a guitar part that goes with this. So I played that guitar part to that beat, and all we had to do was kind of trim a couple of chords and rearrange it a little bit, and then it became the backing track for Midnight. We're getting lost in another time, and your head in my own world, on my own time, maybe that's why. It's probably like the best songwriting experience of my life, maybe, like the most freeing, because it was just every element that we added was right. Everything felt completely appropriate. So first thing was the beat. Then I was like, oh, I've got this guitar part. Then we made the arrangement. We said, okay, this will be the verse, this will be the chorus. Stephen got on the piano. It reminds me of Lauryn Hill. Then he added some bass and we're like, yes, that's nice, that's good, let's go with it. And then I heard all the backing vocals and I was like, I just really want to put these down. Loads of vocals that you hear in the chorus. And I already had the chorus melody in my head. It sounds like I'm saying people think I'm crazy, the lyric. And I just put that down. I really love when a song has a quiet chorus and really loud verses. I like a softly sung chorus because I think it's kind of rebellious in songwriting terms. So the next thing I did was get on the mic and riff some melodies for the verse. I started singing something and it felt really nice. I just remember singing it and I was like, oh, this feels really nice. And then that was the moment that Stephen was looking at me like, yes, this is it, this is it. And that was what we went with as the verse. And then the whole song pretty much was all done. It seemed to just happen in like within about 3 hours, the whole thing. Some time. A long and lonely journey to my hideaway. And I know they'll try to turn me with the things that they say. But no one knows where I'll go when I walk away. So come now, hurry, hurry, don't miss this train.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
A long, lonely journey to my hideaway. And I know they'll try to turn me with the things that they say.
But I felt suddenly like a release. My voice was released and I found all these new places it could go from having just done this one song.
Come meet the team. Oh, and you all could be my army. There's no other way. So come now, hurry, hurry. I don't miss this train. People think I'm crazy. Lately I'm living in the night.
A lot of my songwriting comes from that kind of place. A place of solitude where I'm in my own head a lot and I'm trying to always invite people there. I want people to know that even if you are not an only child or even if you are not alone, you have that place. Everyone has that place, I think, and it can be a wonderful thing.
And if you think I'm crazy,